Reports show most of the $79 billion of federal agencies budgeted for IT in 2011 was spent on operations and maintenance of existing legacy systems, or steady-state investments, as they're called. Now, each agency has its own operational analysis policy. The Office of Management and Budget requires analysis of the effectiveness of these investments to be done every year. David Powner is the Director of Information Technology Management Issues at the GAO. He took a look at five agencies that are not meeting expectations. Mr. Powner, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Tom.
Now, to be honest with you, looking at the operational efficiency and of operations and maintenance, I guess I should say, sounds like something you give to the new guy in the light of cloud computing, new applications, iPads, and all the exciting stuff.
Well, clearly, there's a lot of attention on new development and acquisition, but when you look at the $80 billion spent annually on IT, $55 billion or 75% is spent on operations and maintenance or steady-state systems. Now, interestingly, the reason why this is so important, you mentioned cloud computing. You know, if in fact we can find a way to more efficiently meet the mission through the cloud, we could actually take a portion of that $55 billion and move some of that to the cloud. So cloud computing is a key solution when you start tackling some of these operations and maintenance issues.
So tell us about the oversight problems or the lack of oversight that you found.
Well, what we did is we looked at five agencies, and here's what the key is. Of the $55 billion spent on operations and maintenance, these five agencies spend $37 billion on steady-state systems. And it's important to look at steady-state systems on an annual basis. This is why OMB requires this operational analysis. What it basically does is it ensures that the investment or the system continues to add value to the agency's mission. And then secondly, is there a more efficient way to perform these capabilities? What we found was we looked at 75 systems, and of those 75 systems, only 52 of them did not have an operational analysis. So that was more than $3 billion spent, which really wasn't getting analyzed to ensure that it was meeting agency's mission.
So it's possible that among those 52 were some that could be consolidated into others and thereby save, because of the whole shared services push, is another way of getting at that whole pool of dollars, that $55 billion.
Absolutely. And we found great disparity amongst the five agencies. Department of Homeland Security and Health and Human Services, they had operational analysis policies in place, and they were looking at some of their systems in steady state. But the Department of Defense, Treasury, and Veterans Affairs, of the systems that we looked at those agencies, they did not have a policy to begin with, nor did any of their systems that we looked at, was there an operational analysis conducted. So those agencies weren't doing this across the board. So clearly there's great room for improvement at DOD, Treasury, and VA.
I don't want to simplify it too much, but is it safe to say then that they might not know that, say, they're one of a computer system or something like that is about to fall apart?
A couple things. One is you want to make sure that it's continuing to meet its performance goals or adding value to the mission. So here's a good example. Department of DHS, actually, when you look at their Immigration and Customs Enforcement Division, they had an intelligence fusion center system. Now, that was one system that did get an operational analysis. We found some holes in that, but that's a very important system when you look at fusion centers and systems there that actually combine intelligence information. So that, you know, that was a positive story when you looked at DHS, but these other agencies, DOD, VA, and Treasury, they weren't getting this look to ensure that it was meeting agency mission, or if there's a more efficient way of doing that. And the reason why the efficiency is very important, since we're spending 55 of the $80 billion on operation maintenance or steady state systems, clearly if you look at that mix, that's not an appropriate mix. You want to be spending much more money on acquisition and development, where we're actually modernizing the federal government, not spending it on old legacy systems.
We're speaking with David Powner, the Director of Information Technology Management Issues at the Government Accountability Office. Now, you mentioned something that's mission critical at the DHS there that they had not given the operational assessment for, but are a lot of the ones that seem to be neglected old systems, legacy systems, check writing systems, financial management systems that just kind of perk along doing background work? Or are some of them also highly close to the mission?
It's clearly a mix. I mean, you have administrative systems, you know, financial management systems would fall within this mix. But you also have, as I mentioned, the Fusion Center system at DHS, some that are tightly tied to agency mission and not just administrative in nature.
And how easy or how time-consuming would it be for an agency to basically do what you're suggesting, do the right thing, oversee, figure out if these things are running well or not?
Well, you know, clearly there's a report that's required. There were 17 criteria that goes into these operational analysis. Really should not take that much time because agencies should have information on not only what is the system is, what it costs to maintain on an annual basis and to operate, but also to whether it's meeting the agency mission and its performance metrics. That should actually be done on an ongoing basis. So those types of questions should not be that difficult to put into a report to ensure that this is actually getting done. One of the things that we did with our recommendations is we recommended to OMB, you know, one of the important transparency mechanisms today is the IT dashboard. So clearly on the IT dashboard, you have systems in development, also systems that are in steady state or that are currently operational. And our recommendation is to have transparency with these operational analysis so that it's all systems that are in steady state currently today, that if you have a link on the IT dashboard to their operational analysis, we would ensure that these assessments are getting done. There would be transparency to that effect.
And it sounds like this could be a good place to put a little TxDAT action to see if they can get some operational efficiency out of them too.
Absolutely. If you look at the TxDAT process and also currently the portfolio stat process that Steve Van Roekel has recently rolled out, these are clearly those analyses aren't just being done on systems that are in development and acquisition, but also some of the steady state systems. So both those processes could be quite helpful.
David Powner is the Director of Information Technology Management Issues at the Government Accountability Office. And Mr. Powner, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.